Suffering Gladly, a blog post from OmniSlot. In Danish, one way to say that you like something or someone involves suffering.
Jeg kan godt lide.
Or literally, I can good or well suffer. The negative version is
Jeg kan ikke lide.
Or I cannot suffer. Here are some examples.
Alle kan godt lide den.
Everyone is in favor.
Jeg kan godt lide grønærter.
I love green peas.
Jeg kan ikke lide fodbold.
I don't like football.
Jeg kan ikke lide at gentage mig selv.
I don't like repeating myself. The English expression, I do not suffer fools gladly, has a similar structure. A version of this phrase first appeared in the Bible, as, for ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. From 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. This is from the King James version of the Bible. It is usually used in the negative these days, though. Another way to say you like something in Danish is to say that you think about it. For example,
Jeg synes om sprog.
I like languages. Or literally, I think about languages. As well as meaning to like,
synes om
also means to love or appreciate. And
synes
means to think about, seem, or reflect on. In English, you might say that you think well of someone or something, although this might sound a bit old-fashioned. Similarly, in Swedish, saying that you think about something or someone
tick on
means that you like, enjoy, appreciate, get off on, relish, or are fond of it or them. If you really like or love something or someone, you could say that you think much about them.
Tycka mycket om.
Here are some examples of how this is used.
Jag kanske börjar tycka om arkeologi.
Maybe I'm just really beginning to enjoy archaeology.
Barn som lär sig att tycka om frukt i skolan kommer att fortsätta att äta frukt som vuxna.
Children who learn to like fruit at school will carry on eating fruit into adulthood.
Jag tycker inte om dig.
I don't like you. Another way to say you like something or someone in Swedish is
gilla,
which means to like, approve, favor, go for, hold with, or be fond of. For example,
han gillar choklad.
He likes chocolate. In Spanish, the most common way to say you like something is to use the verb
gustar,
to be pleasing, to taste. For example,
me gusta el té.
I like tea, or literally, to me pleasing the tea. You could say in English that something is to your taste, or if you don't like it, it's not your cup of tea, perhaps. There are various other ways to express likes and dislikes in English and in other languages. Thank you for listening to this audio version of an OmniSlot blog post. You can find this post and others at blog.omniglot.com. You can leave your comments there and make any suggestions for future posts. I've been Simon Ager. I hope you found this interesting. That's all I have to say for now, so goodbye.